doing in some melee. So, some melee, according to the Rambam, that Akum is Maisi Shrid. But it's not, Shrid's Akum is Asur. So it certainly follows that if a Yisroel and Akum Shecht together, so it should be Osea. Because Bishleime, according to the Rishenim, Huami Maisi Shrid's Akum from the Zavachto, then we can consider it. So then we can consider it. So there the psul of Akum is because in Akum Shchita is no Shchita. So then we can consider it. So we can say either way. Suppose a Yisrael and Akum, they both shechted. So is it considered as a Maise Shchita that it was done? The whole Maise Shchita done by the Yisrael and the whole Maise Shchita done by the Akum? Or it's considered as if part of the Maise Shchita is done by the Akum, part of the Maise Shchita is done by Israel, as the Oruch HaShulchan says, whether Kule Zeikovit or Palge Zeikovit. So it's very shayach that even according to Mandoma that Palge Zeikovit, even according to Mandoma that by in Bovakami it's Kule Zeikovit, but here it's Palge Zeikovit. But there is shayach to consider it from the point of view of Maise Shchita. But according to the Rambam, so even if the Shchita was done exclusively by the Akum, it's a Maise Shchita. V'orai, it's not mitamit of Mesnevele. But it's a special aloche that Shchita's Akum is Asuro. So let's grant it that when Yisrael and Akum both shecht, so it's Kulei Ezeki Kovit. So it's a whole Maise Shchita is done by the Yisrael and the whole Maise Shchita is done by the Akum. But even then, it should be Asuro. Because there is a Shchita's Akum. Mimele, there is no way. So Shrit is not a matia. So this Shaila could be considered from the point of view of Zavachto. So you could say like the Rashbo, we could say like the Ozawa. But from the point of view of the Rambam, we couldn't say like the Ozawa. So that's why, I mean, when the Shach says, V'chein yirem diva Rambam, that's difficult. Logically, it's difficult. Besides the fact that the Diuk is a fein Diuk. V'in tzorech leimarim kolechot sakine biyodim. לא יביא בו ימי של ישראל כשאירו על די צירוף כאילו אם משהו שוחת משימי אחות זה כנגד זה בהקף ואין ראי ולא בצירוף שניהם אבל אפילו שוחת כל האחות רובי של סימן איס פסול you see because the Yozorua הוא איס מחשיר so he'll only be מחשיר in the case of שוחת כל האחות רובי של סימן but suppose each one, let's now, you have to cut Rav Simen. And suppose the Yisrael will cut, let's say, here, but that doesn't constitute Rav. And then the Akum, Behekev, will cut here. And together it will be Rav Simen. So then even the Ozawa will be made that the Shrita is not a Shrita Kshir. So when will the Ozawa say that the Shrita is a Kshir? If each one of the Yisrael himself Cut off Simen. Right. But according to the Rashbo, so even the case of Lishochat Kolechot Chubi Shal Simen is Psula. Atkan Lishen Rashbo. Now, just want to go over the next Simen. The tour. Simen Gimel the Torah. Shchita Schum in Tzorach Havon. In other words, we pass like Rav Nosson. We don't pass like Rav Nosson. Lificho hachatil lekibu lishrit al misasik v'alme lachtei choy shezor atzakon lini atzibi keisel v'shochto kiil chosik shero v'hu shoro shalo yehechlit asakon v'isimen lisimen o itach asoeir v'imotso hanoi tzor chatucho vada lo yehechlit because if it had, what the yehechlit mean? He thought the sakin was thrust, you know, beneath the air. Beneath the feathers. So, but if it's chotuch, so it's a raya that it wasn't hechlit. Va'afilu hikla sakim biyodei beragle, shaloi bikavone klal, viholach vishochat kshel, avom noflo ma'atzmo psul, dibinon shiyove miki agav, vichein im hoyo asakim muna bechike biyodei, vinoflo miyodei mechike shaloi bikavone kinoflo ma'atzmo damo psul. Now, when we learned Chum, so we saw that there are three shittes of Rishenim. There is the shitte of the Rashbo, there is the shitte of the Ro, and there is the shitte of the Rosh. The Rosh is a unique shitte. According to the Rashbo, in other words, everybody agrees that if somebody left a sakin, on the table, and then a ruach mitzuyo. Well, let's say everybody agrees, without any shaila, that if he left the sakin on the table and then a ruach shel eino mitzuyo threw off the sakin from the table and it cut the simonim of the behemoth that was here, so then shechitos is psul. There is tesvus shite in Sanhedrin, a very strange shite, that according to the mandoma, that ishim shemchitzov, and we pass ishim shemchitzov, so if somebody left a sakin on the table, and it was left under such circumstances that an ordinary wind would throw it off the table, and then an ordinary wind did throw off the sakin from the table, and it checked the behemoth that was beneath, so it should tosik sheo. Because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that ishim shemchitzov. And told the deish is geish. So it's also chitzov. So it's considered as if he was sheichet with a sakim b'yadayim. All right, but that's a very strange shite. The states were shite in Sanhedrin. Perikil and Sofi. All right. Now, then, so there is a shite. So there are three shites. There is the shite of the Rashbo. Let's say, suppose he had a sakim. He didn't exert any force, but he was holding the sakin that way, and then he removed the keach ha-meniyah, and the sakin fell down. But he didn't exert any force. So the Rashba mentions a raya from the Gemara Melkame, who is having nachal zecheike, v'liikabu v'shocho, that he leaned al dvorim chay, so he's considered as a chivu b'yadayim, so here he's considered like a shechet b'yadayim. The ro is chelik, and the ro says, over there by mazik, so it's only a question whether he did it b'yadayim or al dikome. So hasoras keach ha-meniyah is considered b'yadayim without keach. Mashin ki mashchit, there is aloch of keach gavre. So only when he exerts force, but if he's meis keach ha-meniyah, so then the shchit is psul. There's the second shchit. Then the Rosh has his own shchit. The Rosh says that true he paskin like Rav Nosson, that shchit is loy boy kavone. So we don't even need, we don't even require shchitas chtichasimonim. Only the Rabbonon require kavonas, we don't even require kavonas chtichasimonim. Only the Rabbonon require kavonas chtichasimonim. Rabbi Nosson doesn't require. But kavonas rike koldu l'chol apoches is required. So according to Rabbi Nosson, it's only good if, let's say, I have kavone to thrust the sakin in the case. And then, as I was throwing the sakin, so somebody was carrying the tzava behemel, and accidentally, the sakin, as it was passing towards the wall, it cut the rechloche v'avoye on the neck, on the tzava of the behemel. So then it's kosher, because the sheikhet had a kavone kodohu to thrust the sakin in the wall. But suppose someone would fall asleep with the sakin in his hands, and then he would turn over, and then in his sleep he would just throw the sakin, unconsciously, and then that sakin would fall on the tzavar behemo and check it, the achloche v'voye, so it wouldn't be good. So why? Because if no kavone is lacking, so according to the Rosh, it's not attributed to him. Then it's a mechanical act. You know, there is a difference between an act done by a person as a human being and an act done by wind. The wind also throws off the sakin from the table. But you couldn't say it's the act of the wind. Why? Because the wind acts mechanically, not as an agent. When a person does it, so then it's his act. So if there is kavone koldehu, kavone shchita l'chol apoches, so then it's considered his ma'ase shchita. But if there is no kavone, let's say in his sleep, he just throws the sakin, he's not conscious of any kavone, so then it's a mechanical act. It's like the act of a wind in throwing off a sakin from the table. So it's not with a wachto, it's not mashato is a weich. So that's a third shchit, a third shchit. In other words, you see, the machleke between the Rashba and the Roi is in regard to the question of asor askei hachamineya. So the Rashba shita is that vizovachto doesn't imply that it has to be done with kei agavre. Vizovachto implies that there has to be maize shvita v'yadayim. It should not be done meilo. As the Losh Tatisefti is, v'prat vizovachto prat sheniz v'chom meilel. If you put it on the table and then the yeruach mitzuyo throws it off, so it's niz v'chom meilel. It's not a maize v'yadayim. Maize shvita v'yadayim. But when v'yamei sakei hachamineya, then it's a maize shvita v'yadayim. So that's the Gemara in Baba Kame. At the end of the second parak, he said, "Nachem Sechayik, and he came by Mishocha, and Nofo." He was Meis al Kiyach Hamnei. The Rosh Shiti is no. Any day Meshchite to Chayve. Chayve, there is no Aloch of Kiyach Gavre. It's Aloch of Chayve B'Yadayim, Mazim B'Yadayim. So as far as Kiyach Hamnei is not Gome, it's a Mazim B'Yadayim. Mashiach came by Shchite. It's Aloch of Kiyach Gavre. So as far as Kiyach Hamnei, Kiyach Gavre is like it. But the Rosh Shiti is something else. The Rosh Shiti is. Now, what is the Rosh Shita in regard to the question, the Shaila between the Rashba and the Ro? So the Rosh doesn't say, but the Rosh emphasizes something else. The Rosh emphasizes something else. From the Roshan of the Rosh, it's mashma, that on the Shaila between the Rashba and the Ro, he agrees with the Rashba. That's how it's mashma. I mean, it's not mifurash. But he doesn't discuss it explicitly. He discusses something else, that if Kavoni is lacking, so then the Maise cannot be attributed to the Gavre. Because then the Gavre does it not like a Gavre. Then he does it in a mechanical way, the same way as a wind does acts. Which no one could say it's a Maise of the wind. So if a person in his sleep throws away the Sakin, and that Sakin shecht, so it's a mechanical act. It's not an act of a voluntary agent. It's a mechanical act. So there is no Maise Shri. All right. Now, the Loshin, and that's that's remarkable. Because here, now the Torah would be expected to follow up the Shita of the Rosh. But here, he doesn't mention the Rosh Lomdes in any way. It's not Mashma that he means that. He says, Aval noflo me'atzmo psulo, dibinon shiyove mikia gavre. The example of the Rashba and the Ro, he mentions Cheike. Why did he mention Cheike all of a sudden? Cheike all of a sudden. Because the Tor is aware of the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ro. V'cheini mo'y asaki muna b'cheike b'yodei. V'nof m'yodei b'cheike shu mikavone. K'nof lo ma'atz m'dom ha'upso. Shchit ha'schum in tzchir ha'kavone. In tzchir ha'kavone. Afim sasek ba'al melachtech, ha'shizorach sakim l'nei ha'tzo b'keisa. וישוחת כירחוס כשירו והוא שראש עולה החלט הסקים וסימן וסימן ותחס העיר וימוצו הנאיצו לפדר או יעשה החתוכים ועד עלה החלט ואפילו היפלו הסקים ליודה ברגלה שלא יביא כבונה כלל וישוחת שחיתו זה כשירו so the lotion of the מחבר is שלא יביא כבונה כלל so it's משמע even without כבונה כלדו not like the ראש אבל אם נופלו מעצמו פסולו דבינם כהגברי וכן אם הוא יעשה כמונה וכי כביודה ונוף מיודה מחי כשלו בקרבונה כנוף מעצו דו פסולו so the cross says ולא ידומה למה שקוסה לרב נוסן שנוף מנגשה וכי בסיף פרק בייז נורקמה בן זוקן הוא יושב מנחס ונוף מזוקן חיובים דיקם בינון כי הגברי הורו ודלוי כתיר הסבייס so the cross says that the מחבר and the מחבר is ממש הראשון of the two so paskins like the Roh, not like the Rashba. Now, the Taz. In Yitzchir Kavoneh, Minikol, in other words, we paskin like Rav Nosson, not like Rav Nosson. And Minikol, Rachmoneh, Misasik, Mikotin, Sheposol, Dan Yishir, Yishol, Kavoneh, Lishechto, Dichsim, Yishochel, Ben Aboko, Ashetei, Ashchito, Lishim, Ben Boko, Shmame, Bechum, Koshem. This is what Rav Nosson says. Umikol, Mokim, Minof, Lobloi, Kei, Agavre, Amunim, Misomo, De Posol, Mishim, Zivach, Tahavluch, Lapochesk, Mivasisom. So that's, you see, strange, the Russian of the two, Taz. You see, from the Mechaber and the Tur, it's mashma, the Tur and the Mechaber, they don't paskin with the Shittes Rosh. They paskin like the Shittes Rosh. And the Gros says it in so many words. But from the Taz, you see something else. So he uses the expression, Beloikei Agavre. That should tend to indicate the shite of the raw. But then he says, I'm going to be somebody possible. He says, Vach tavlech lapoches, moi vosiso, she tzorich li ischavin li shum maise, di pinon ki agav. So now at the end, he emphasizes, she tzorich li ischavin li shum maise, and then he says, di pinon ki agav. So what is it? Is he emphasizing the element of ki agav per se, or is he emphasizing the element of some intention? He emphasizes both. So obviously, the Taz is agreeing with the Shite of the Rosh, and he probably assumes that the Mechaber too passes like the Rosh. So, but according to the Rosh, it's not a question of Kiyar Gavre per se. Say Nachname, even though it's not a question of Kiyar Gavre per se, what he means, Kiyar Gavre means his Maise. The Maise of an Odom as a voluntary agent, in contrast to a mechanical act that is done many times in the day by certain mechanical forces. Let's say when a wind throws down, or let's say when a machine does something. So Kiyagavre means, in the task, Kiyagavre means not Kiyagavre with his force, but Kiyagavre, an act of a voluntary agent. But the Groh doesn't explain the Mechaber that way. The Groh explains the Mechaber in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh. The Taz apparently explains the Mechaber in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh. And why did the Taz explain it? Because the Mechaber Mamesh adapted the Loshon of the two, and the Taz assumed that the two is to be expected to follow up the Shite of the Rosh. Because usually it does. So even though the Tur himself uses the Loshon Ki Agavre, so the Taz came to the conclusion that he didn't use the expression Ki Agavre in the sense of force, but Ki Agavre in the sense of an act of a voluntary agent, as contrasted with a mechanical act. Alright. The Tzimin Dalet is based upon the Gemara, the Mishneh Dafmeh, the whole subject, up to the Mishneh Dafmeh Malik Omedalet. Now let's go over the tool. Hashichet Lishim Abrizore, Tzimin Dalet Metu. Hashichet Lishim Abrizore, Harei Ze Zifre Meisim, Vasura Banoe. Afilu Lechishiv Bishas Hashchit El Abrizore. Elo Chishiv Bishas Shchite, Lizrei Domo, Ulhakte Chelbo Abrizore, Harei Ze Zifre Meisim. I think that when we learn the Gemara in Chum, the first Perik, so we discuss that. So now, there is an Iser of Tikreves Abrizore. So Tikreves Abrizore, anything that was Nikref Abrizore is also Banoi. And according to the Rambam, it comes within the love of Luisovit Evil Bisecho and Luisit Bagviot Chomum and Achir. So the Rambam says that these two lavim have reference to the Avizori itself, the idol itself that is worshipped, and it has reference to Tashmishi Avizore and also to the Kreves Avizore. So now there is a machlikis between Rabbi and Rish Lakish, whether Mechashvim Ma'aveid El Aveid. Now that machlikis has reference to Aveid Shemayim, Aveid Sknim, and also to Aveid Zor. Because now, if someone, let's say, Ligabi Machshev Espigo, so suppose he's Mechashvim Ma'aveid El Aveid. Let's say, if he's Mechashev Mishashchite to be Zerik, the dam b'machshev is p'sul. So there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether it becomes pigle or it doesn't become pigle. So Rabbi Yechon says it becomes pigle, Rabbi Rish Lakish says it doesn't become pigle. And the Gemara says that the same machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish applies to Aved Zor. If someone slaughters a behemoth Aved Zor, so it becomes tichrei v'sakum, and it's also banoi. Suppose when he's sheche the behemoth, so he's mechashev that the Zrika's dam of that behemoth should be Lavrizore. So according to Rabbi Yechonen, that by Avidas Pnim, there is a loch of mechash from Avidu Avede, so by Mrizome also there is a loch of Avidu Avede. And according to Shlokish that by Avidu Sknim, so there is no din of mechash from Avidu Avede, so by Mrizome there isn't a din of Avidu Avede either. Now we pass like Rabbi Yechon. But the Gemara says that Shlokish is made a by Mrizome, that even though Shlokish says, Chishin b'shasrito, lizrik domo, il haktir, chelbo, la benizore. That he doesn't become chikrim is abnizore, but he, a name of abnizore is, chayiv misi is. The machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is only in regard to the question as to whether the behemoth becomes a chepze of the chikrim is akum, to it, and becomes also banrei. So according to Rish Lakish, there is no din of mechashun avil avede, that the behemoth becomes a chepter of the kreves amnizore. But the gamre is a nevid amnizore, and it's chayim misi. Alright. Now, then there is a machlekes, between Rabbonon, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chum, and the same machlekes is in Bava Basra, it manifests itself in many yonim. There is a machleket between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel as to whether we say Hoichiach Seife al Tchelosi or we don't say Hoichiach Seife al Tchelosi. So the Rabbonon say that if someone was sheicheid stam, and then after the shchite he was mechashiv lizrik dom olav nizore, so it doesn't become zifremesim. Zifremesim means the kreves al nizore. It doesn't become Mosabanoi. It doesn't become, we do not say Vichiach Seif Al Tchelosi in as much as he was Mechashik later on, as after the Shrite, he said, when we say Chishev, it means that he said it, he verbalized it. In as much as after the Shrite, he was Mechashik, he said that he is Zerik, the Dam Lav Nizore. So we do not say Vichiach Seif Al Tchelosi, that establishes the proof that at the time of the Shechita he was also Mechashiv Lav Nizore. In other words, the subsequent act of declaring that the Zrikas Dam is Lav Nizore is Mechiach Al Tchelosi, that the Shechita was also Lav Nizore. Rabbonon say we don't say that. We don't say Mechiach Seif Al Tchelosi. And the Rav Shimon Gamliel says we do say Mechiach Seif Al Tchelosi. We do say Yechiyach Seif Al Tchelosi. So there is a machleger Rishayim. Some Rishayim pass completely like the Rabbonon. And some Rishayim pass that it's Isofik. In other words, it's Isofik whether the Halacha is like Rabbonon or the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now let's see the two. Hashir Elishim Abrizor Ariz is Zifre Meisi. The Asura Banoi. Afilu Loi Chishim Isha Yashrit Al Abrizore. Elo Chishim Isha Yashrit Al Izrikdom Ola Haktechel Ola Abrizore. So then we have a machlekes with Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, whether mechashim avil aved or not, but we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Hariz is ifremezi. Shochat stam, v'hakein chishiv lizrik domo, l'hak techebo lam nizore. So that's a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the two paskins, that is a sofik. Hariz is a sofik, ifremezi. A sofik, whether we pass like Rabbonon, that lo yamrin on yechiyach sefal tlosei, or we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Or a pasuk like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now Yisroel sheshochad behem tish olach. Now let's say, suppose someone who has, let's say, a grocery store, and he sells the chometz to a goy before Pesach. And so if, let's say, every year he does the same thing, and every year, so on Pesach he sells chometz. First he sells the chometz to a goy before Pesach, and then on Pesach he continues selling chometz as if nothing happened. If he does it every year, so then according to everybody, so the mechiras chometz is just a joke. It's null and void. The machlekes between Rabbi Yechon, not that the Gemara says that this is stolen machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the Achreinim say that's stolen in the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So if there are certain people like that in Chicago, every year they sell the chometz to a certain rov and to a goy, and then on Pesach they stand in the store and they sell the chometz as if nothing happened. So of course that's a joke. So that's a riot. That's a joke because he already has proven himself not to intend to sell, just to to make a show. But suppose for the first time it happens that a certain person who sold the chometz to a goy before Pesach, and then on Pesach he was observed to sell chometz. Do we say that the mechiras chometz to the goy is retroactively bottle and bottle? Or, after all, it's the first time that he does it. So at that time it wasn't apparent that he doesn't intend the genuine sale. But later on, there is a raya that he didn't intend to make a genuine sale. So the achilim say that that's stolen machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbonon, that we don't say achiyasiv al chilasei. We don't say achiyasiv al chilasei. So we do not say that the subsequent act of selling chometz on Pesach proves lemafreya that when he sold it to a goy 2 days before Pesach, he didn't mean it. We do according to Rabbonon, we can't say achiyasiv al chilasei. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the sale of the chometz to the goy is retroactively determined as a joke. Oh. Now, so anyway, some Rishonim pasken like the Rabbanon, but the two pasken says it's something. Yes, what is it?
Why don't we say there was just a nice example
on the part of the guy? No. It's because it's mistaber. It's mistaber that he didn't mean to gaza. He didn't mean to gaza.
He just during the year we would assume.
No, after all, he's not a professional gazler. He just doesn't go around and taking away somebody else's money. And the only dishonest, the apparently dishonest thing that he does is this. So we say, since he doesn't show an attempt of gazling or of stealing somebody else's money in any other way except this, so the reasonable conclusion is that he's not a gazler. It is just... He just didn't mean to sell. All right. So Yisrael sheshochad behem tishal nochi. If Yisrael was sheichi behem tishal nochi, afi v'chishei v'anochi, la'avidizore k'sher. Now that's again a machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds baili mechashi. So again, the same din Rabbi Lezer applies to kochi. Let's say, now there is a haloche that if, let's say, the Eved at the time of the Akomis Korm has a Machsheves Psul, so the Korm becomes possible. Let's say Machsheves Pigel means Machsheves Chuzal Izmane. Suppose the Kain at the time of the Avede, when he's Machsheves the Korm, has a Machsheves of Chuzal Keime, so it's possible. Suppose the Kain, where the time is Machsheves the Korm, he has a Machsheves of Shalil Lishmo, Shalil Lishim Bailim, or Shalil Lishim Zevach, whatever, so it becomes possible. So the Rebbe Lezer says that Bailim are also mechashvin. Not only is the Kayan capable of passing in the Korm through a Machsheves Psul, Machsheves Pigel, Machsheves Chusin Kemei, Machsheves Shalom Lishmo, but the Bailim, that who is Machriv, who does the actual Akrove? The Kayan. But the Bailim, who is Israel, he doesn't do the actual Akrove. So according to Rebbe Lezer, if the Kayan will be Machriv Korm, and at the time of the Akrove Sakorm by the Kayan, the Bailim will entertain the Machshove of Pigel, of Chuslan Kenei, of Shalei Lishmei. So it's possible. The Rabbonon say that by Limina Mechashvim, and here, of course, all Rishonim passed like the Rabbonon, that by Limina Mechashvim. So this is what Torah says. Yisroel Tzishochad Behem Tishol Nochi, Afil Chishvav Hanochi Lavin Yisroel. Ekshir. Now, the same Machlekes applies to Avin Yisroel as well. Because we learn out Avdizore from Aveda Bifnim. So according to Rabbi Lezer, that by Aveda Bifnim, so Bailim is Mechashvin, so Avdizore also Bailim Mechashvin. So according to Rabbi Lezer, if Israel will shecht a behemoth and a David Kehovim, and at the time that Israel shechts, so David Kehovim, the Bailim, will entertain the thought of dedicating, of being Makriv, this behemoth, Lavrizor. So according to Rabbi Lezer, who says Bailim Mechashvim, it will become Tikrevis. But according to Rabbon, not. And we pass like Rabbon. This is what it says. Yisroel Tzishocha Behem Tishol Nochi, Afil Chishiv Anochi, the Bailim, Lavrizor. Ekshele, you don't pass like Rabbon. Vim Chishiv HaYisroel SheYizreik SheYizreik Anochi Domo Lavrizor Kosov HaRashbo Dipsul. Now this is a chiddush by the Rashi. The Gemara doesn't say it, but the Rashi in Chum deduces it. Now, in Chum we have a machlekes. In Chum we have a machlekes, we have in Zvachim. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether Michashvin, Mavid Laveide. Mavid Laveide. So he has the kashe. So Rabbi Yechon says, Michashvin, Mavid Laveide. So we may look at Rabbi Yechanan, Michash Mavid Laveide Bifnim, and Michash Mavid Laveide Bavid Zohar. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, if, let's say, the Yisro, if someone will be Michash, will shecht a behemel Bavid Zohar, will shecht a behemel, will the machshovet of being Zerik, the dam Bavid Zohar, even though the Shechite he did not intend it should be Bavid Zohar, but at the time he was shecht a behemel, he had the machshove of being zerik the dam lavrizore. So according to Rabbi Yechon, becomes the krimis lavrizore. Zifre meisim. According to Rish Lakish, not. So the Rashba is the kashe. In view of the fact that the Gemara says that even Rish Lakish who says ein mechashvim avir laveide, so the behemoth does not become a chefza lavrizore. But the one who does it, who shechts the behemoth with the machshove of being zerik the dam lavrizore, of being makti or the chilev lavrizore. So he's chayiv, he says in Eved Avrizore. So how, why did Rish Lakish say that it's not asura, let it be asura on the score of Shechit Asmum al Avrizore? And the Rashba Shita is that even with the first time he becomes a mumah. So why does Rish Lakish say it's not asura? So the Rashba says that Rish Lakish, when Rish Lakish says it's not asura, Shochto, al menashe Yisro Yidom al Avrizore, is not asura. So he has reference to the case where he was sheichet the behemoth with the machshove that David Kechovim should be zerik the dam, should be zerik the dam lavrizore. So then he's not chayv vise. When we say that if Rish Lakish is made it, that sheichet al menashe yisrik domo lavrizore, he's chayv vise only if his machshove is that he himself should be zerik the dam lavrizore. Then it's a maisaver lavrizore. But if the Yisroel shechts a behime, and he knows that the bailim of that behime, an Eved Kechovim, and he's a very devout Eved Kechovim. So, in order to accommodate, to help out his friend Eved Kechovim, so at the time of the Shechite, he's Mechashev. So he says that he shechts this behime in order to accommodate his friend David Kechovim, so that David Kechovim will be able to be Zerik Dam Lavrizore. Then he's not Chayav Mise. Only if he's Mishechet Beheime, Al Menas, that he himself should be Zerik Dam Lavrizore. Then it's not, then he becomes an Eved Avrizore, he's Chayav Mise. But if he's Mishechet Beheime, Al Menas, and he says that he does it for the purpose of accommodating David Kechovim, so that David Kechovim will be able to be zerik dam lavrizore, then the sheichet is not chayv mise. So, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, true is not chayv mise, but the heft of the chayvus lavrizore becomes. According to Rish Lakish, not. So this is the teretz of the Rashba gives and the Gemara, because the Rashba's kasha was, how can Rish Lakish say that it's not asura? It's not asura on the score of the chayvus lavrizore, but let it be asura on the score of shchitas mumer, and the Rashba shita is that even with once he becomes a mumer lavrizore, not dafke three times, even if he's not addicted. And the Gemara says that Rish Lakish is made that he's chayv mise. So maybe it should be asura. Why does Rish Lakish say it's not asura? So he says, when does Rish Lakish say it's not asura? When he was sheichet al menas she yizrik domo, she yizrik evit chovim was domo, she yakti evit chovim was chal. So Rish Lakish says, in such a case, it's not a sore. But Rabbi Yechanan, who says, mechashvim avila veide, so even in such a case, it's a sore. This is the Rashba's Chiddush. V'imchish ha-Yisroel, she yizrik anochi domo avizor, ekos v'arashba l'psor. Yisroel she shochat behim as chavir el avizor, lo yosro, she vada likim el Yisrei, el ritzare, avolim hi, shel shneyem. So the Gemara says that men in Chum that when Yisroel shechts behemas chaveri lav nizore, in other words, what do you mean lav nizore? He says so at the time of the shechita. He says that he shechet lav nizore. So the Gemara says that men in Chum that he doesn't become us. Why? He doesn't become zifrenesim because litzurei komechav. When if the Yisrael had meant mamish to be machal avrizore, then he would have done it to his own behemoth. If he does it to behemoth's chavere, it's only to aggravate, to irritate Yisrael chavere. But he really didn't mean lavrizore. He didn't mean lavrizore. Only to tease, to aggravate Yisrael chavere. Now, then there is a machlekes rishenim. Between Rashi and the Rambam on one hand, and Tesis and the Rosh on the other. Now it's Tolu in the Pshat and the Gemara, because the Gemara says that, but then some Rishenim say that in the Maskon of the Gemara it doesn't remain that way. But Rashi and the Rambam assume that what the Gemara says at first remains in the Maskon as well. So Mimele they say, and at first the Gemara does say, that when do we say Litzoy Kamecham only if it's completely not his? But suppose the behemoth is a behemoth shall shoot. Let's say the behemoth belongs to Reuven and to Shimon, and Reuven shechts this behemoth that is Bishutves, that is owned Bishutves by him and Shimon. And he says, he does it lavrizore at the time of the Shrite. He says, he does it lavrizore. So Rashi says, and the Rambam says, that in such a case we don't say Litzoy Kamecham. When do we say Litzoy Kamecham? If he shechts a behime that is completely not his. So then we presume Litzoy Kamecham. He didn't mean to mamish to worship the lavrizore with that, to the Nazareth, just to make his show that he does it, in order to tease Shimon, but if he has a shutves, so then a person doesn't do such things in something in which he has ownership. Litzoy. So if he does it in somebody else's, he can play jokes, but in his own, a person doesn't like to play jokes. So even though it's not completely his own, but he has a chilek, so then according to Rashi and Rambam, we don't say litzoy kamchav. According to Tesis and the Rosh. In whom, so the Maskona of the Gemara, in the Maskona of the Gemara, it doesn't remain that way. And according to Maskona of the Gemara, so we say Litzoy Kamechavim, even if the Israel who is Yichit, Behim Olav Nizore, has a Shitves in the name. So the two mentions both days. Oh, Avel Mishon, Yisroel Sheshochad Behim Eschavi Olav Nizore, Leos Rosh Evadu Leikim Leisrei, El Litzare, Avel Mishon Shneien, Because the Rambam says, "I'm chilek chaverei," and that's Rashi Shita also in Chum. The Adin Yovizal, and that's also the Rishi Teichu. Because Avshafilu in Mishutvei in Eisir, she chavin el Litzayah Shutvei. But the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam is, we don't say Litzoy Kamecham if he has a Shutves, because Litzoy Kamecham we only say in somebody else's. In somebody else's, you know. So a person, an unscrupulous person, takes many liberties, but in his own, he doesn't take these liberties. So Memele, Rashi the Rambam hold that even if he has just a shitves, so we do not say Litzoy Kamecham. And the Rosh and the Ri hold that we say Litzoy Kamecham even if he has a shitves. Oh, Vim Yisroel, that's also a Gemara. Dafnan Aleph from Medalev. That when do we say Litzoy Kamecham? Only by Yisroel. But, by an Ivichovim, we don't say Litzoy Kamecham. In other words, if an Ivichovim shechts somebody else's behemoth, Lavrizore, then we say he meant it very well. But only by Legabe Yisroel, we say that Litzoy Kamecham. But the Gemara says that if someone is addicted, is a Muma, is addicted to Lavrizore, or, in other words, if he's a Muma Lavrizore from before, he doesn't necessarily have to be addicted. That should be told. I mean, so he does not necessarily have to be addicted, but only if he is a mumah from before, not if he is to become a mumah only now. So if someone is a mumah, lavrizore, so then we don't say litzoy kamecham. So then he has the same psychology as an ivichovim. Just as legabi ivichovim, we don't say litzoy kamecham. So legabi litzoy mumah, who is already a mumah from before, whether he has to be addicted or not, it's another question. So we don't say Litzoy Kamecham. And then the Gemara says that even if he never worshipped idols before, But if, let's say, he mashiach it for the first time, la v'nizam, and then they did more masri, and then they did more masri, and they said to him, now do not shecht la v'nizam, because if you shecht la v'nizam, you'll be chayav mise, you'll get skilled. And then he was nikabul dasroy, he was mater atzmele mise. And he says, yes, I know that there is a chiyuv mise for avlizore, for shachtim avlizore, but avnaskin aleise, that's the, exactly the reason as to why I do it. So that's the halach in order to be chiyuv mise, that he has to get asroy as he wants, and he has to respond to the asroy, to the warning, by being nikabul dasroy, if he says, afot pikei. So he's not chayim mise. So if somebody was sheichet behim and he said he sheichet behim alav lizore, and then they hid him more masri, he should do it because he's chayim mise, and he was mikabu da asroye, and then talking to people of the asroye, he was sheichet, so then we don't say litzoy kamacham, because then he's Yisrael muda. Then he's Yisrael muda. So in other words, kabu. So even before da alav lizore, just the hiter atznei, the hiter atznei mise. Why is he considered Timunah even before he does the Eker of Lizore? Just because he was ready to do it and he was Mater Atzmon Mise. So the Rosh in Meit Kotlin says that he becomes a Mumalachis. Because what does it mean? Amen Askina Nezi. Askina Nezi says, that's exactly the reason as to why I do it. If somebody is Michal Shabbos, and Edim tell him, don't be Michal Shabbos, because there is a love the rise in Sasekom Olocho, and there is a Chiyuv Skile, and he responds, I know there is a Chiyuv Skile, and that's exactly the reason why I do it. Just because the Torah says it, I do it. So the Mele becomes a Mumul Hachis. Becomes a Mumul Hachis. Anyway, so as far as Litzurek Kamacham, which we only apply to Israel, not to Eivet Cholim, and not to Imumah. So he tells me, we say, also as a din of Imumah, and we don't say Litzurek Kamacham. This is what he says. V'im Yisrael imu me'ashich edim la'acheres, oi shehizchum boi b'Yisrael, v'kibu la'asroi, oz vaday kibu la'esei avios. In other words, so the Rosh explains it on the basis of imu me'ahatz. The Rosh Nagmore, that Nalef v'chum is, hitirats me'li mise gamret, hitirats me'li mise, eilu chomu me'agodlazi. Eilu chomu me'agodlazi. Hashich edi shimohor imu b'voi, lishim chamo levor nohor. כי חובי מזל איז, ים ונאור איז, אין לי דין, כי חייב סבל איזור אלא סבל לא יהיה, אבל שחיטה זה פסולו, ופשרי אפילו מחד לא עובדום, ולרמבו ממחד לא עובדום, אבל תקריב סבל איזור, ואין חד לא עובדום, אלא רפואה בחייצים הזה, בדברה בוי שחיטה זה פסולו, מתר לבן לא יהיה. Now, that, I should have mentioned to go over, you know, that man, but you should go over it. Now, it's the Mishnah, the flametes are days, the second line from the end of the Ormet. Hashechek l'shem horim, l'shem voyes, l'shem yamin, l'shem yoreis, l'shem yboyes, l'shem yboyes, if somebody shechts a behemet, and he dedicates it to the voyes, to the yamin, to the noreis, l'shem yboyes, l'shem yboyes, l'shem yboyes, But it's not also banoy, because if it had been also banoy, the Mishnah should say Arizah is zifremeitzim, Arizah asur banoy. It says psulo, psulo, stamp psulo has the connotation. It's also bachir. Vereminu hashirich l'shim or l'shim voiz l'shim nor l'shim borat l'shim chamu vano l'shim chom mazolis l'shim mechol asara godol l'shim shil sul cotton. I mean the smallest insect. Harilu zifremeitzim. So we see that not only also bachir, it's also banoy as well. Rabbi Eloi Kashe, Hodoma Lahar, Hodoma Ligabidahar, the Kinamidic Tone, Dumi, the Hoyle Saragod, Shmamino. You see, the Rambam in the Pirusha Mishne, Pekamel of Chum, so he says that they were two types of Ibichovim. They are Ibichovim who are well versed in the practice of idolatry and in the art of idolatry, and they, when they are Makriv, they, when they are Ibn Abizore, they have in mind certain spiritual things. And then they are the ignorant Ibn Abizore, who just do it because of habit, because of training, and they don't really know what the Abizore code implies. So they, so the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishneh, the intellectuals and the Pekin, in Avnizore, so when they worship, let's say, objects of nature, they have in mind spiritual beings. They don't, they have in mind not this visible physical object, but rather the sar, hamimune, that rules over that object. When so the learned pagans, when they worship, when they bow down to the mountains, to the rivers, they in effect have in mind not the mountain itself, not the river itself, but the Sar Shal Yam, the Sar Shal Nor, the Sar Shal Horim, Sar Shal Horim. And then the ignorant, they have in mind the physical object itself. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Loi Kashi, Hodom al Har, Hodom al Gadidah. So when the Mishnah says Asher Lishim Horim Lishim Gvoiz Shiyam Shinaris Lishim Yigbor Shlosi Psulo Only Yosav Achile, but Banoitz Uter. So the Mishnah's reference to one who shechts to the Har itself, to the river itself, not to the Sar that rules over the river, I mean, in his mind. So Mimele, it's not Osabanoe. Why isn't it Osabanoe? Because the Aloche is Eleheim Alohorim Veloyohorim Eleheim. In other words, Avrizor is Osabanoe. So if somebody worships a certain object, if somebody worships, let's say a certain table or a certain piece of art, so then that piece of art is Osabanoe, because it's a heft of Avrizore. But how about all the rivers, the Nile River? The Egyptians used to worship the Nile River. It was an idol. So the Nile River should be Osabanoe, the Nile River is not Osabanoe, because Mechuper is not Nitvas in the Yisranoe of Avrizore. That's the Aloche. How do we know? Because the Torah says, Eleheim Alehorim, Viloyehorim Elehe. Only the idols that are kept on the mountains, but not if the mountains themselves are the idols. So Mechuber is not Nitvas in the Yisrael of Israel. So Mimele, the Mishneh deals with someone who shechts to the mountains themselves, not to the Sar that rules over the mountain. The Mishneh deals with one who shechts to the rivers, to the oceans, to the seas themselves. So that's Mechuber. So Mimele, it's not Nitvas in the Yisrael of Avrizore. So it's not Nitvas in the Yisrael of Avrizore. So in other words, so this is how Rashi and Tesis explain. So according to Rashi and Tesis, there is a very big Chiddush. We know that Mechuber is not Nitvas in the Yisrael of Avrizore. So the river, the mountain, the ocean, does not become a Heft of Avrizore. But here the Mishnah deals not with the status of the river or the mountain, but with the status of the animal. The cow that he was sheikh, that the pagan was sheikh. So the cow is not Mechuber. So Rashi Shite is that it's Hobi Hotali. Rashi and Teisa Shite. That inasmuch as the Avrizore to whom The pagan sacrificed the behemoth. The behemoth is not nitves in the Isra Noye, so that the krivis is not nitves in the Isra of the krivis of the Zorina. That's a big krivish. But that's the shita of Rashi Tezus. So, when the Mishnah says Hashem Shemorim, it's only Shutosi Psulo, it's only Osabachile, but Banoye, it's Atosea. So it has reference to someone who shechts to the mountain itself. So, in view of the fact that the mountain itself is not Nitves Nisra Bizore, so the behemoth that is Nishchet to that mountain is not Nitves Nisra of the Krivza Bizore. It doesn't become Zifremese. It doesn't become Zifremese. And the price that says, Hashem Lishim Horim, Lishim Gvois, Lishim Noris, Lishim Midboris, Lishim Chamul Vono, Lishim Chon Mazores, Lishim Chol Asara Godel, Lishim Shil Sokotten, Harilu Zifremesim, Lishos Abanoye, has reference to someone who shechts the behemoth and he has mind not, and he says that he has mind not the physical object, the river, the ocean, the mountain, but the Sar, that rules over the river, the ocean, the mountain. This, so Rashi explains that the Sar that rules in the mind of the pagan, so that is not considered as Bechuk. So the Mele, the Tikremes, is also Nitves in the Isra of Tikremes Avizor. This is the Shite of Rashi and Tesis. But the Shite of the Rambam is different. The Shite of the Rambam is that when the Gemara says, "Loit kashi, hodomar lahar, hodomar ligadadeha," so the Rambam, you know, in line with what he says in Pesach Mishneh Chul, another Mishneh, so he says that the derech of the real Ivdei Avizore was to shecht not to the mountain itself, but to certain spiritual beings who were connected with that mountain in their mind. So that it wasn't the derech, it wasn't even the derech of the pagans, of the ancient pagans, to be makriv to the mountain itself, but only to the spiritual beings. That's Gadi the Har, the muzzle of the Har, the angel who rules over the Har in their minds. So when the Mishnah says, Asher Lishim Horim, it also as reference to someone who shechts a behemoth to the Sar who rules over. It doesn't make any difference. It can, when the Mishneh says Hashechet Lishim Horim, it can have reference to one who shechts a behemoth to the Sar who rules over the mountain, or it can have reference to one who shechts a behemoth to the mountain itself, but the Mishnah's reference to someone who does it l'shem rifui, because in his superstitious beliefs, so he can effect a cure for himself or for someone who is close to him by shechting. That's a way of magic in his mind. So mele, by shechting a behemoth and dedicating the shchite to the mountain, he'll be able to achieve certain results. L'shem Rifuei, that's not Avizore. Avizore means if he is mischaving to worship. But here his kavoni is not to worship. The Mishnah is reference to someone who does it L'shem Rifuei. In other words, those who are engaged in magic, so they think that by doing certain mysterious things, strange, peculiar things, they'll be able to achieve results. So, by shechting a behemoth to a mountain or to a river, they'll be able to control the mountain, the river, so that the mountain, the river will not be angry, will not meet out its wrath against them. In their superstitious beliefs. So, that's not Avizore. Avizore means if he's mischaving l'shem Elohus. If he shechts it because he considers the mountain as a deity, but as an idol, but if he does it b'tiras magic, l'shem rifui, that's not Avizore. So maybe it cannot become zifremesim, but b'achilei tzosar anim. All right. Now This is the machlekes between the Rambam on one end and Rashi and Tesis on the other. Hashichet l'shim hor ugvois l'shim chamu levonon kichovim umazolis yamim unohoris eimli din tikhiris avrizore l'esa banoi avos shutosi psuro. So far he, the tour is explanatory of the sheet of Rashi and the Ri. Upirish Ri afilu imechavim leivdom. So the Shita of Rashi and the Ri, it's a big chiddush, because the Gemara never mentions that, except according to Rashi's pshat and the Ri's pshat, it is mentioned in this Gemara. We know that Mechuber is not Nitvas in the Isra of Mizore. So if somebody worships a Mechuber, a mountain, a river, it doesn't become Osa Ba'anoye B'tiras of Mizore. Otherwise, so all the mountains would be Osa Ba'anoye, wouldn't be able to derive any benefit from the Nile River or from any sea. I suppose that in the course of the years, in the course of the millennia, so every single river in the world was worshipped by certain pagans. But so it should be Osa Ba'anoye, it should be able to bathe, let's say, in the ocean or in a river, because it was worshipped at one time. The answer is Mechuber does not become Osa Ba'anoye. So the Mechuber does not become a Chefetz of Amrizore, but that does not mean that the behemoth that he slaughtered to the Mechuber should not become Nitvas in the Yisrael of the Kheves Amrizore. So the Rambam says one has nothing to do with the other. So even if someone will be Machriv a behemoth to the Nile River, so true that the river itself does not become Osa Ba'anoye, but he will be Chayev Nise. There is a Nisar of Amrizore to be makrif to the Nile River, that everybody will be made. So Memele, the behemoth itself becomes Nitvas in the Yisar of Tifremes, according to Rambam, not according to Rashi Levi. So Upir Shri Afilu Imechavim Leivdom. So the behemoth does not become Nitvas in the Yisar of Tifremes to be Osa Ba'anoye. But it's also Abachim. Ula Rambam, Imechavim Leivdom, Havet Chavis Amrizore, if he has Kavone to worship them as a deity, so then, even though his intention is to worship not a spiritual being that in his mind that subjectively rules over the river of the mountain, so but to the river of the mountain itself, so then it is becomes tikhrim samizor, it's also manoyim edreis. Ula Rambam mechav leiv dam tikhrim samizor, vimeinu mechav leiv dam. אלו לרפואו וחיי יצא בזה, בדברי הווי, שחיתו סיפסולו ומותר הזמנו. So there is a basic מחליקס in the פשט, in this גמר. שוחת לשם שר של הר, או לשם שר אחד משור הדבורים, בין ששוחת לשם יכול לצר הגודל, בין לשם שר של שיר סוכותן שבים, הרי זה זפרי מייסים, ואסור הבנוי. ואסור הבנוי. לרי דווקא, again, לרי דווקא ונסחב להיבדה. ולרמב״ם, אפילו לא ינסחב אליהם די. So, if he שייכת לשם שר של הר, או לשם שר אחד משור הדבורים, so it's also בנויה, even לא ינסחב אליהם די. Now, this is how the Rambam does that part. The first part, the Rambam says explicitly. The second part, the Rambam doesn't say explicitly. It's not such a double portion. But this is the two shit in the Rambam. That if you, one is makriv, to let's say to the sar shalha, to the sar shalha, to the sar shalha. So and he is not mischaving to worship them as a deity, but only by way of magic in order to achieve certain results. So that was the practice of the pagan people, that they believed in a lot of magic, there was a lot of superstition. So they believed that by doing certain, by performing certain rites, like slaughtering an animal and sprinkling the dam, they'll be able to control the idol. I mean, the control, not the idol. Even it didn't necessarily mean that they believed that this idol was a deity, but they still believed that they could control the certain object, the sah. Hamimune and let's say on a certain object in nature. So the Rambam says, the Torah says that according to the Rambam, it all depends. If someone shechts to the mountain itself, so then it's only Osa Ba'anoye if he does it with the kavone of worshiping the mountain. But if he does it by way of a magic light, in order to achieve certain results, in order to effect a cure for a sick person, so then it is not a sabanoye. But if he shechts it to the spiritual being that rules in the mind of the person, of the sheikhid, over the mountain, so then even if the kavone was not to worship that Sar Shel Yam as a deity, but just to control him, to keep this Sar harnessed, so it is already Osabanoi. Why? So that is Midrabanon, because as far as on a Raisa level, there shouldn't be any difference, in as much as according to the Rambam. So when someone is mischavleiv day, so even if he shechts it to the mountain itself, not the sun, so it's also banoye midraise. So when is netose banoye, and it's only also bachile when he does it lefuo. So b'meile when he shechts the sun of the mountain, it should be the same thing. Should be true. So in the Rambam, on the Raisa level, the same thing. But midrabanon, the Chachomim asad et banoye and gave it a din of zifre meisim, even though it does it l'shem rifuah. Why were the Chachomim machmir ligabe sheichet lisar shel har, and they were not machmir midrabanon ligabe vis-a-vis one who is sheichet l'har itself? The answer is because the derech, the universal practice of the pagans, was to be makhiv lishem rifuah to the sar, but it wasn't so common to be makhiv lishem rifuah to the mountain itself. So mele the chachamim didn't tassel et banoy. This is the shit is around. All right, now. But the Yosef mentions the name of the Rashba. There's a Rashba's deed. Yisroel sheshochad b'mishchavei l'avish k'chovim lo yosro, shevada likimim l'itzarei, v'im yesh l'shut v'zbo, yesh emrim sheise gam chilek chavei rei. That's the shite of Rashi and Rambam. V'yeish emrim digam bozein mechavim l'tzai ha-shutvei v'loi l'eser des deshite of teisves v'im hisro b'yivov ha-rashroi ha-ri ze eser kishom umrim, because hiter azlo im ise ein lichom mumi ha-godol mezeh ha-sheikh deshim hor mugvois deshim chamo uvono kichom mazul ish yam minoreis ein li din tikrev zav lichovim l'yisro banoye avol shchitosi psulo avol kishom nishavim l'ovdom elo l'rufuo v'chayeitzi bohem חייצי בו מדיב רעבוי שאימרים וסכרובים שוחת לשם שר שוהר אוי נשם שר אחד משור הדבורים בין ששוחת לשם מחול עשרה גודל בין ששוחת לשם שר של שלושו קוט מצווי ים דסמורי סינסטק הרי זה זיפרי מייסים ויוסה בנויה ישמעי למצוא the lotion of the מחבר is much more that he passes like the Rambam because according to the real tasteless. The Gemara doesn't even mention the whole union of Lishem Rifo. That's the Rambam's job. Yishmeilim shein manichim Yisraelim Yisroel Yishreit on ki yapich ponov leal kibla. Dainis yapich ponov neged Mizra. That's probably Mecca. I mean, you know, so to the Muslims, so they consider Mecca as the most sacred place. So they have a practice. So I mean, the devout among the Muslims in those days, I don't know whether it's still true today, that when they slaughter a behemoth, they face Mecca. the face maker. So that is muta machile, because first of all, the Muslims, the Rambam says, are not in the avizor in any way, not like the Netzrim who are in the avizor b'shituv. So most Rishonim say, and this is the psak of the Mechachamo, that b'neiach in muzar al shituv, like the Christians, because they believe in the Trinity. So b'neiach is not muzar. So that means that they are not in the avizor, but vis-a-vis Israel, it's avizor gmurah. So, but the Muslims, they are not in the Avizor. The Rambam says in the Tshuva, in any way, there is not any shemetz or nidnut of Avizor in their religious practice. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva. So, Mimele, it couldn't be Sheikh Rishim Hori. And even if the Muslims had been in the Avizor, but this practice has nothing to do with Avizor. This is just a religious practice of theirs. It's not that they are, that they shechted to the mountain in Mecca. In other words, in order to express their devotion to Muhammad, so they face, whenever they slaughter a behemoth, so they face Mecca. So it's not even Sheikhet Lishim Horim Lishim Rifua. So it's Muta Bachil as well. And it ain't Sheikhet Lishim Horim. Umikomo came Rol Levatil Aminegahu. Why? Because it certainly involves, if a Jew does it, it involves an iser of Chukis Agoyim. And even though the Muslims are not in the Avizore, but it has nothing to do with Chukis Agoyim, the iser of Chukis Agoyim applies even to a Chok of Goyim who are not in the Avizore. So, as long as it is grounded in certain religious beliefs of the Umm Zeilom, so in Mele, it involves an iser of the Chukis Agoyim of Hussein Mislech. The Hoyu Makpidim Alkach. All right, we'll be here. Rachel Yodi, Kinof Yodi Bechidish Rabbi Kavone, Kinof Masbob Tzor. So the cross says, Vomudome, we Mashikosa, we Rav Nosin, Shinof Nageshe, Vichim Yisif Pergveiz, Vurkame, Binzot, Hoyu Sem Nachas, Vinof Mizot Kayovim, Dikam Binun Tiagavre, Horo, Udoloi Kitiras Abayis. So the course says that the Mechaber, and the Mechaber is Mamish Rosh of the Torah. So Pastons like the Roh, not like the Rashi. Now, the Taz. In Tzchir Kavonem, Minikol and Nanoitz, we Pastons like Ramos, not like Ramos. And Minikol and Rachmon and Misasim, the Chosh of Moslem, and Nishir Shon Kavonem, the Shechter, the Chsim Shachel ben Aboko, Ashtei Ashrito and Shim ben Boko, Shmamo and Mechum Kosh. This is what Ramos says. ומכל מוקים מנוף לבלוי כהגברי, אמרו מסומו דפוסו, משום זה בחת המוך להפוכס מבסיסו. So that's, you see, strange, the washing of the tour, Taz. You see, from the מחבר and the tour, it's משמע, the tour and the מחבר, they don't pass them with the שיטס הראש, they pass them by the שיטס הראש. And the Kuro says it in so many words, but from the Taz, you see something else. So he uses the expression that should tend to indicate the shite of the Ro. But then he says, I'm going to some of the apostles, so now at the end he emphasizes and then he says so what is it? Is he emphasizing the element of Kiya Gavre per se, or is emphasizing the element of some intention? He emphasizes both. So obviously, the Taz is agreeing with the Shite of the Rosh, and he probably assumes that the Mechaber too passes like the Rosh. So, but according to Rosh, it's not a question of Kiyar Gavre per se. Say Nechanami, even though it's not a question of Kiyar Gavre per se, what he means, Kiyar Gavre means his Maise. The Maise of an Odom is a voluntary agent in contrast to a mechanical act that is done many times in the day by certain mechanical forces. Let's say when a wind flows down, or let's say when a machine does something. So Kiyar Gavre means, in the Taz, Kiyar Gavre means not Kiyar Gavre with his force, but Kiyar Gavre, an act of a voluntary agent. But the Gro doesn't explain the Mechaber that way. The Gro explains the Mechaber in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh. The Taz apparently explains the Mechaber in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh. And why did the Taz explain it? Because the Mechaber Mamish adapted the Loshin of the two, and the Taz assumed that the two is to be expected to follow up the Shita of the Rosh, because usually it does. So even though the Torah himself uses the Loshin Kiyam Gavre, so the Taz came to the conclusion that he didn't use the expression Kiyam Gavre in the sense of force, but Kiyam Gavre in the sense of an act of a voluntary agent as contrasted with the mechanical act. Alright. Just see, the Tzchite requires Kavone by coaching, so it's an Ayin HaChumah. Amayu Nimi Gamki Vishochad in Ashino Melei, Rish HaShechi, from the same word of Vishochad, we learn how Risham Yigistere, in other words, he shouldn't chop off the head. Ochename Nimi Mikore Bikochin Kei, Shema Melei Bichum, Shola Bigistere, Vinich Nashom Mitruki. So he has the Kashi, just as Rav Nos learns out from the fact that the Torah says Vishochad Mimabo, that it has to have kavone, gabikochi, only gabikochi. So in other words, so Rav Nosson is taking it for granted that if the Torah mentions a certain requirement gabikochi, so that's a raya, it's only a requirement gabikochi. It's not a requirement gabichum. There is another halacha that is deduced from the same word vishochad, gabikochi, vishami gistere, and this halacha vishami gistere applies to chum as well. That when a sheikh ejects, he shouldn't chop off the head, completely decapitate the head of the behemoth. Even if in the course of the decapitation of the head of the behemoth, he cuts the simonim, derech halacha b'avoy. I mean, you can ask if he just decapitates, he chops off the head, so then he doesn't cut the simonim derech halacha b'avoy. But an expert is able, you know, to do it, to decapitate it in such a way that the simonim will be caught derech halacha b'avoy. The average sheikh probably will not be able to do it, but suppose the sheikh does it that way, so that is not proper either. Why? Because the Torah says vishochat, and that implies shuashavi gistere, gistere. But that is mentioned in kochim. So let us learn out on the contrary, that where is there such a psul that when he makes it a gistere, only gabi kochim, but gabi chum not? That's the kashi. ונכת שם מתחוקים, וקשה מידי, דופיר שרשה על גיסטרי שולה, זו דעתו פשוטים, ענדת גיבור על גיסטרי. I think I discussed it, אבל לא אני אמר. דופיר שרשה על גיסטרי שולה, יחתך כל המפרקס לשניים, ואין שאין צורך להחתך כל המפרקס, כמו שבזבוי הריסים לכל טלנט, ואם כנקול, so there is one פשט, there is one פשט מרשני, אם נשאר לי גיסטרי, is a קומה, not a חומה. In other words, it's not a chumre. Let's say if a sheikhet will cut the simonim derech halacha b'avoyei, but bibasachas he'll also decapitate the head. So it doesn't matter. So it's kosher. So what's the gzeras hakosher for the shami kistre? Because I should say that maybe it's a requirement that along with the cutting of the simonim should also decapitate. So Kamashma no. So it's a kule. If it's a kule, so we cannot say it's a kule only by kochim and by chul not. Because if we have that, if the Torah mentions that kule tabe, kochim or has come on the or chim of logic, that the same kule applies to chul. Mimki kule will come ashma kobe kochim, kao chim of chul, ואחר פי שהרב יום פיר שעושה לך לקרוע מפרקס לשניים, וכבר כוסף רמו, שעמין לקח להחמיר, סדן דרב יום, אז אין עד הפשט. That this is a cause of the shachas of Shavi Gistere is not a kule. It's a chumre. In other words, that it's possible. That it's possible. Even if he does it together with the cutting of the simonim derech halacha b'avoyei. But if at the same time that he cuts the rev simonim, he decapitates, so it's psul. What does it mean? It only means if at the same time you call the Rav Simonim. But suppose first you call the Rav Simonim, then a minute later you chop off the head altogether. So then it's kosher. But if at the same time, simultaneously, with with the cutting of the simoni. So you chop off the head, so then it's psul. That's the other pshat. So then we can ask. So it's a chumre. And this posik is mentioned in kochim, so let us say, only by kochim there is such a psul. But by chumre. So he says, "Vav hapisha rav yom pirish yosef hakol mfakel shnai." For kosov ramosh amin ikach lachmir. He's boyer shom leila lechum rebam. Then he says, "Vigam rav yom ikakush rebam." He said, "Poshu the binu mechum shchitek mei bikotchi. Vichol shen ismai bikotchi mei bishochat mei meil ha bishchitek lo. Al kol chach peisel gam lechum. Da kopolim shchitek binu. Mashem ki mina diimet na na boko. Ushol nish nikro. Neim li davki bikotchi mei mei bechum lo iksiva hanach lishne. Vli binu lo klal. Vli binu mechum rak mashi bichol bishochat." So he says, where can we say that it's a mute only gabikotchim? If it's not a din, it's not that there is no shrit. Let's say kavon by kotchim. So can anyone say that even by kotchim, that the reason why without kavon it's possible because it's not a maize shrit? It is a maize shrit even without kavon. But it's a new din, a new requirement. So then we say, since this din is mentioned in the Pasuk of Kochim, there's no application to Chum. Masha'im came the din of Gisdere, even according to Rav Yosef Pshat, then it's a Chumre. But what's the Pshat of this Zerza Kosov? That when, together with the cutting of the Simoni, you also decapitate, then it's not a Maize Shchita. Shchita means that you cut the Simoni, but the head remains. But if, with the cutting of the simonim, the head is chopped off, it's not a maize shrite. So the reason is why by kochim it's possible because it's not a maize shrite. So the mele should apply to chum as well. It's a pashut, the chum. Alright. So next time we'll go over Simon Dalet with the Kazim Shach. I just want to point out, in respect to Shittas Rambam, there is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the two. Now, according to Rashi and the Ri, so Ashechet v'shiliyamim v'shinoretz, so Shittas Yipsulon, but it's Muta Banoi. It's Muta Banoi. So the Mishneh, according to Rashi and the Ri, in the Mishneh's reference to someone who shechts l'shima v'nizor v'mura, l'shima l'us, he's mischaten to worship the river, the mountain. Still, it's not Osea. It's not Osea Banoi, like the Krim Sabizore, in view of the fact that the Nevad is not Nitvas Bisabizore, it's Mechuber, so the Tikrives to Mechuber is not Nitvas Niso Abizore. That's a big chiddush. And, but if he shechts it for the muzzle of the Gadideha, the muzzle, the ruler, the Sab, of the mountain of the river, that has a din of Torush, not of Mechuba. So the Mele, that the greatest to Torush, is also interesting in Israelism. According to the Rambam, so when does the Mishnah say that if one shechts a behemoth to the mountain, to the river, so it's not interesting in Israel of the greatest of Israel, only if he shechts it without the kavone of worshipping the mountain, the river. But Lishim Rivor, he thinks that by shechting to the mountain, so he'll be cured. This is his superstitious belief. So he's not mischavim to worship the mountain. It's not Lishim Rivor. So the Mele, it's not, it doesn't become a hefzer, it's very simple. But Bachir is also. Now, the question arises, the Gemara says, oh, Yimora says, "Loi kasher hod omar lahar hod omar legadi deha." So according to Rashi, the legadi deha is tosh, and the har is mechuba. But according to Rambam, even if he's sheichet lemechuba, so it's still osa banoi mitzatikrim zamizore. So he says, so how does he explain hod omar lahar hod omar legadi deha? So the Ri, the Bes Yosef, and the Bach. They say that according to the Rambam, even if he sheichet l'shim refuah to the Gad Deha, it's still also Banoi. Why? Why is it that the Chachomim enacted the that if Biosa Barnoye in the case where he shechet l'shem refuah legalidah and they did not enact that he should be also Barnoye when he shechet l'shem refuah to the har itself, so the answer is it's not a derech of the Eved Avrizore to worship the har itself. Usually when the Eved Avrizore do worship, they worship the god in the har. So Mimela, since it's more common among the Avizore to worship the god in the har than the har itself, so the Chachomim are misakim that whenever a person is sheikhing to the god in the har, even though he does it explicitly Shem before, not Shem Abedo, it's still also Abedo. Masha'im came when he shechts before the har itself, since it's not so common, so the Chachomim didn't ask it by the way. So, this is how the Bais Yosef explains. This is how the Bais Yosef explains the Shittas Rambam, and the Bach agrees with the Bais Yosef. And the raya that the Bach mentions is because if we are going to say that even by Gadidah there is a distinction between Sheikh Lishim Avedo and Sheikh Lishim Refuah, so why does the Gemara have to say Hodom Alahar Hodom Al Gadidah? Let the Gemara say that the whole the shochto l'shem aveido, whole the shochto l'shem refuah. Why does the Gemara have to distinguish between har and galda? So it's a raya that if he shechet l'shem galda, so regardless whether it was l'shem aveido or l'shem refuah, it still was a galda. So how can we explain that? How can we apply the Mishnah that says shechdosi psua but banoi it's mutares only by applying it to reha? But we got it down even the shame before with Bios Manoi. This is Shita of the Bais Yosef and the Bach. And the Bach mentioned this guy. The two are a Rois Chelik. The two. And the two assumes that according to the Rambam, if he shechet the shame before, then it's not Osa Banoi. Even if he shechet we got it down the shame before, it's still not Osa Banoi. The two in Siman Dalet, at the end, he says, Shochad l'shim sach shel har, u'l'shim sach echad l'shim advorim, b'in sh'shochad l'shim mechol l'shim advorim, b'in sh'shim sach shel shim shel kopin shem yam, harei zi zip premeis, v'yasur banoi, l'li dafti b'nischa banoi, u'la rambam, afilu lo nischa banoi. So he says, so the Torah also says in the name of the Rambam, Ula Rambam afilu lo nischaven leivni. So the Torah also says, I mean, as the Bais Yosef says. So the Shimsa Shal Kosh Biyam, Lirhi Davke benischaven leivni, Ula Rambam afilu lo nischaven leivni. So the Torah also agrees with the Bais Yosef. But it is the Orach HaShulchan, I mean, mistake when I said that the Torah is the Orach HaShulchan who says that the Rambam is different. But the two Shita is like the Bais Yosef, be fair. Then the Orach HaShulchan says, so first he mentions the Shita of the two B'shem Ri, because he says, L'ri Davke B'nischav Leivde, and then he says, V'kach Motin Pashti Yis Diva HaRambam. U'lehedin Yira Kim Dvor Fiyach HaMishni. So one, I mean, that was a mistake, I mean. The Torah agrees with the Bais Yosef. It is the Oruch HaShulchan who says that according to the Rambam, it's not Osa Banoe. It's not Osa Banoe if he is mischavim Shimon before. Even if he shechts the Galia. But the Torah agrees with this. Now, why does the Oruch HaShulchan say it? That the Rambam is made that when it's Shimon before, it is not Osa Banoe. Now let's see Rosh Hashanah. Gesha Mishnah. Masha Omar Shkotos Yipsulo Meire Shamisha Tuta Banoe Al Menashi Yichadu Leise Anot. So first of all he says Kach Mati Pashti Es Divar Rambam Yer Chazok. In other words, not as the Mesiyosef and the Tose. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I mean, mistake. I mean, the Torah agrees with this. Now, the Rambam in the Chazok, So how is it die from the Rosh Rambam that only if Shema Vede, not the Refuel, because the Rambam in the ratio of Aruch Yudalev, he says, Hashir the Shimon, 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 הוא ימאז לאור, לקחו במזוריס, וחייץ בהן, הרי זה אסור בנוי ככל תקרה לזר. Since he doesn't, this is how the דור חשוב כל מדי, since the Rambam doesn't say here, אבל למשוך מה שמאז לא ים, אפילו לרפוא, הרי זה אסור בנוי. So it's a raya, that, and the only mention for רפוא in the first half, not in the second half, so it's a raya that the second half doesn't have reference to the case for Yishev Rishimov. But that's not such a strong deal, because you could say that in view of the fact that the Rambam says Avo, so Mele, since he says Avo, and in the second half of Aloch Yedalen, he mentions Rishimaz Layam, so it means even with a four Rishimaz Layam, it's also about Layam, so there is no right. He is Midayim from Rosh Rambam. But let's see, I mean, the deal from the Pirush Mishnah. השיח הזה שבו שבו יש לי אבי מה שאומר שאתה סיפסו אומר שאני השתתתי כבר לא אבל השיחה ולאיסי ענו הוא יאיץ אורו וזלוסו אבל למשוך את לרוחס וכיחו על דעס שאיסי אורו הוא תחס ממשלתי או לדור את מהדבורים העניינים שכיחוסו מגיעים לאילו הדבורים לפידייתו ואיסי למרשת כמי שמאמינים בעלי הצלומים הנכבר וסטלסס הרי איסי אני שאתה תקריב את המזכובים והוא זיפה לאיסי ויוסה בנוי. אומרו בגמורה, כשמעט שנעלוך הזויס, ורמינו, השיחת לשם הורם לשם גבויס,